IV Dree. It's like they looked at the vitamin aisle and said, "Hold my electrolyte drink," you
All
know.
right.
Scrolling through the website, they've got drips for everything, hangovers,
Yeah.
even age defying.
Yeah.
Feels a little spa menu for the wellness obsessed, to be honest.
It's marketing, right? Genius marketing for sure,
Yeah.
but doesn't necessarily mean it's medicine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So today, let's like really dissect what IVDRP is serving up. What are the ingredients? What are the supposed benefits?
Yeah.
And like, arm our listeners with the knowledge to decide if it's worth the hype, right?
Exactly. Informed decisions, right?
Yes. Okay, so their website, it's basically a menu, right?
Yeah, like a menu of drips.
Immune boost, energy surge. They've even got something called a Myers cocktail.
Right.
I vaguely remember hearing about that, but what's actually IN these things?
And that's where their ingredient list on their website's actually quite handy. They break it down. They've got vitamins, minerals, amino acids,
Okay.
which is like our foundation to understanding what's really in these.
Okay, so like immune boost sounds great in theory, but is it just like clever branding or is there real science backing that up?
So let's start with the building blocks, right? Vitamins. They actually have a whole page dedicated to vitamins.
Yeah.
And it actually gets surprisingly detailed, which is, I was impressed.
I will say their vitamin page was a little surprising. I mean, I know like vitamin C, good for you, but they go into different types of vitamins, like how B12 isn't just a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point to highlight because the form of the vitamin actually really matters, right? So, for example, they talk about hydroxycobalamin, which is a specific type of B12 that's ideal for IV administration because it's absorbed better, it's used better by your body. They even go so far as to talk about like how fast some vitamins can be given intravenously without causing you to feel nauseous,
Oh, interesting.
which you wouldn't necessarily think about that, but.
Right, because I mean, if a wellness treatment makes you feel sick, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not just what you're putting in your body, it's how your body can even use it, which is fascinating to me.
And that's a key takeaway when you're evaluating a NY health claim, right?
Right.
What is the mechanism at play? So, moving from vitamins to minerals, right? It's not just about electrolytes like we see in our sports drinks. Those are important too.
Okay, so what else is in the mineral world? I'll be honest, my mineral knowledge is a little rusty.
No problem. So, IVDRAP distinguishes between macrominerals and trace minerals.
Right.
Macrominerals, these are things like your magnesium, your calcium. You need them in larger amounts. So think bone health, muscle function, keeping your heart beating properly. And then you've got your trace minerals, your zinc, selenium. You need those in smaller doses, but they're still absolutely critical, right?
Yeah.
Immune function, thyroid function. And here's where IV delivery is interesting. It bypasses your entire digestive system.
So if someone like has a condition that makes it hard for them to absorb nutrients properly, is IV drip kind of like taking a shortcut straight to the bloodstream?
Exact. So they highlight this for people who have certain digestive disorders or people who've had portions of their digestive tract removed. Now, whether that actually translates to benefit is a whole other question and something to discuss with your, qualified healthcare professional.
Well,
But
always get that reality check.
yeah.
Okay, are we ready to move on to the slightly more intimidating stuff? Amino acids.
Yeah.
Because their explanation on that, it took me right back to high school biology class.
Don't worry, we'll keep it digestible, right?
Okay, good.
So amino acids, these are the building blocks of protein, right? And protein is essentially involved in every single process in your body. What's interesting here is that IVDRIP seems to really position their amino acid drips for people who have severe nutritional deficiencies.
So not your average, like, oh, I need a Monday morning pick me up kind of situation.
Exactly. This is more for people who are critically ill, people who are recovering from major surgery, or who have conditions that severely limit their ability to get these nutrients from food.
Got it.
To their credit, they do mention that there are potential risks associated with amino acid therapy, such as, you could have some digestive issues. You could even have metabolic complications if it's not, monitored carefully.
Okay, so at least they are acknowledging that. Speaking of responsible, their immune boost drip, it definitely caught my eye, but it's also like there's a lot of buzzwords in there, you know?
Absolutely.
So how do we separate the marketing from the actual, like, genuinely helpful information there?
That's the million-dollar question. That's why we're doing this deep dive, right? So, for example, they list selenium in their immune boost drip, right? Remember when we were talking about trace minerals? their mineral page actually states that selenium is really crucial for a healthy immune response. So there is a connection to some science there.
Okay, so they're not just throwing random ingredients in there. But how do we even know if it's actually effective? Like, as an IV drip, they have testimonials on there.
Right.
John B. loves his hydration boost.
Right.
But, like, that's one person.
And that's the thing. Testimonials, right? Totally anecdotal. It's not like we're looking at scientific evidence here. What I think is really interesting is their FAQ section. They actually address these bigger questions head on.
Like the cost. Because these drips can't be cheap.
Exactly. They actually address it head on. They say, look, it is expensive, and they attribute it to, you know, personalized formulations, quality ingredients, medical professionals administering the treatment. However, and this is key, they also admit that there is limited long-term research on the effectiveness of some of these therapies.
Wow. Okay, that's actually surprisingly upfront. I was expecting a little more hard sell, to be honest.
Transparency is key, right?
Yeah.
Even when it comes to wellness. And I actually think this section of their website is quite valuable because they're essentially encouraging potential clients to ask the right questions. Like, don't just take our word for it. Understand the bigger picture, which I appreciate.
So it's less about blindly following a trend and more about being like a savvy health consumer, I guess.
Absolutely.
This deep dive is already making me think twice about hitting add to cart.
And that's exactly the point. So we've covered kind of the basic building blocks of vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, but now it's about like seeing how IVDRP uses them and if the claims like actually hold up, so to speak.
Speaking of, remember that Myers cocktail we mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
They do list it on their website.
Right.
But it's almost like an afterthought compared to like their other fancy drips.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
So the Myers cocktail, I mean, this is actually a pretty classic IV formulation.
Oh, really?
It's a blend of vitamins and minerals, usually magnesium, calcium, some B vitamins, vitamin C. And it was developed by a doctor, John Myers, who used it to treat a range of conditions, you know, from fatigue to migraines.
So not some new fad. This is like a tried and true formula.
Yeah.
So why the lack of fanfare on the website then?
I mean, it could be a couple of things. One, the Myers cocktail has been around like forever, so it's not as sexy as some of the newer IV therapies they're promoting, right?
Right.
And then two, it's a pretty basic formulation.
Yeah.
Compared to like their age-defying drip, which I'm guessing has a much higher profit margin.
It's like the difference between ordering like a classic cocktail at a bar versus some fancy new drink with 12 ingredients. Sometimes simple is best, but
totally.
Maybe not the best for business.
Yeah. And while there is, you know, anecdotal evidence that supports the Myers cocktail for general wellness, the research, like the scientific research on its effectiveness for specific conditions, still pretty limited.
Right. Just because something's been around longer doesn't necessarily mean it's like a miracle cure. Okay. So we've talked ingredients, claims, even like cost. What about the actual experience?
Okay.
Am I picturing like being hooked up to an IV in some sterile clinic? What's the vibe here?
Not necessarily. Actually, IVDRP really seems to emphasize the comfort and convenience of their services. So they offer these mobile treatments.
Oh.
You can get an IV drip at home, at work. I mean, they have pictures on their website, people lounging in comfy chairs while they're getting their drips.
Okay, so more spa-like than like hospital vibes.
Yeah, a little bit more, I guess, approachable in that sense.
But still, needles are involved, right?
Right. So IV therapy does involve inserting a needle into your vein. It is a minor procedure, usually done by a registered nurse, but, you know, can be uncomfortable for some people. So definitely want to make sure that you're going to a reputable provider that has, you know, experienced medical professionals administering those drips.
Safety first, always. Okay. Mm. So let's say someone's listening to this and they're like, IV drip therapy, kind of intriguing. What are some key takeaways you think they should keep in mind?
I think the most important one is manage your expectations.
Okay.
Well, yeah, IV drips can provide quick hydration. They can give you a quick boost of certain nutrients. They're not a magic bullet, right?
Where?
For all your health concerns, they can be pricey. And like we said, the long-term benefits are still being studied.
It's not just about feeling good for an afternoon. It's about making like informed long-term decisions about your health. Which, speaking of, we've talked a lot about the individual components of IV drips. But what about how those pieces are actually put together?
Yeah.
IVDRP talks a lot about like personalized therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But how personalized can it really be?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I mean, And it really gets at the heart of what we're talking about today, informed decision making, right? Because, you know, wouldn't you want to know your existing vitamin levels?
Right. Yeah.
What's your overall health status? You know, do you have any potential deficiencies? Like all of those things before you just sign up and say, give me that drip.
Yeah, because you kind of hit on something that's been bugging me this whole time. They promote these personalized treatments.
Right.
They've even got a My Account section on their website.
Okay.
But how much can they really personalize it without knowing, like, my baseline?
Yeah.
It's like walking into a tailor and them just guessing your measurements.
Yeah.
You might end up with a very ill-fitting suit.
Right, right. And that's a really critical point. And that's something I would really encourage any listener to investigate before they book a treatment.
Yeah.
Are they doing any sort of blood testing to even know, like, what your current vitamin levels are, your mineral levels?
Yeah.
Are they consulting with, like, a doctor, a registered dietitian, anyone to determine, like, the right dose, the right combination of nutrients for you specifically?
Right. Because if I'm deficient in, like, I don't know, vitamin D,
yeah,
wouldn't a targeted oral supplement be more effective?
Probably.
And probably cheaper than just getting, like, a generic energy boost drip.
Mm.
It seems like knowing where you're starting from is kind of crucial here.
Yeah, 100%. And this is where, you know, informed decision making comes full circle. It's not just about, you know, understanding the ingredients or even the claims. It's about critically evaluating whether this specific approach, IV drip therapy, actually aligns with your health needs and your goals as an individual.
It's like, it might be the right fit for some people, but it's not a one size fits all solution. Mm. Just like any other health trend, really.
Exactly. And honestly, that's refreshing, I think, to hear, because so often these wellness trends are presented as these quick fixes or these miracle cures.
Oh, boy.
And what we've really uncovered today is that IV drip therapy, like any other health decision, comes with nuances.
Mm-hmm.
There are potential benefits, but there are limitations as well.
It's given me a lot more to think about than I expected, honestly. It's not just like, do I want a vitamin boost today? It's like, okay, but what's the science? What's the cost? What are the potential risks? And is this really the right choice for ME specifically?
And that's exactly what we hope we've equipped you with today, dear listener. The knowledge to ask the right questions. Go beyond just the marketing. And, you know, remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health.
Love that. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.